Listening Library presents The Girl Who Saved Christmas by Matt Haig. Read for you by Carey Mulligan. The Girl Who Saved Christmas. Do you know how magic works? The kind of magic that gets reindeer to fly in the sky. The kind that helps Father Christmas travel around the world in a single night. The kind that can stop time and make dreams come true. Hope. That's how. Without hope, there would be no magic. It isn't Father Christmas, or Blitzen, or any of the other reindeer that make magic happen on the night before Christmas. It's every child who wants and wishes for it to happen. If no one wished for magic to happen, there would be no magic. And because we know Father Christmas comes every year, we know now that magic, at least some kind of magic, is real. But this wasn't always the case. There was once a time before stockings and Christmas morning spent excitedly ripping off wrapping paper. It was quite a miserable time, when very few human children had any reason to believe in magic at all. And so, the very first night that Father Christmas ever decided to give human children a reason to be happy and to believe in magic, he had a lot of work to do. The toys were in his sack. The sleigh and reindeer were ready. But as he flew out of Elfhelm, he knew there wasn't enough magic in the air. He travelled through the northern lights, but they were hardly glowing at all. And the reason for the low magic levels was that there wasn't much hoping going on. After all, how does a child hope for magic to happen if they've never seen it? So that very first